time to get up. It's time to get out.
Get it done.
Get it done.
It's time to get uncomfortable.
Let you get uncomfortable with it. You know? You know what I mean? It's time to get uncomfortable.
Good morning. Good morning. Let's do this. Comfort killers. It's another beautiful Thursday here in Philly, and I'm sure it's just as beautiful where you are at this exact time. Look around you. Look in the mirror. Are you alive? Get undead for a second. Give me your full attention. I am Stacy Cross. There is no E in my name. My whole life purpose is based around one concept: getting uncomfortable. Our mission here at the Comfort Killers / Get Uncomfortable is to teach millions how to think better, act better, and live better. So I have a full schedule at all times because the value is in my experience, of course. Let's clean up the house a bit. If you're not already subscribed to the newsletter, please do so now. Here are the happenings. Number one, if you're on the mailing list, check your inbox because you just received an invite to be a part of our mastermind group. How amazing is that? The Comfort Killers mastermind group is getting ready to kick off. We have experts that will join in for meetings, and we want to offer you one sit-in for free just for our loyalist on our loyal list. Number two, our online store is boasting 25% off right now for a limited time. Go grab one of our t-shirts, a journal, wristband, audiobook, webinar, or if you're really bold, get all of them and enjoy that 25% off discount. The coupon code is ComfortKills. We are creating a superfoods PDF list for you. It's almost like a little mini ebook, which will be available for a whopping $2. Very soon, it'll give you an extensive list of foods that you need to add to your diet to give you maximum energy. Okay, foods that I've been testing out lately because energy is what it's just the fuel that you need, right? So I wanted to put that list together, and that's happening right now. So stay tuned for that. That'll drop very soon. There's a huge announcement. It's number four. There's a huge announcement I want to share with you killers, right? Leaders, you high achievers, I want to get it out of me right now. And I know you've been getting hints if you follow me on Snapchat, but I got to save that for another episode. Who knows? Maybe just the next one. If it's Thursday, then you are here. I hope you enjoyed my last two guests. One, Dr. Kara, sharing insight on dressing for success. It pertains mostly to the ladies, but I'm sure you get the concept of clean, of neat, tidy, fingernails clean, all that stuff. I hope you got some good stuff out of that. And then Paola Andrea Daza Aragon, a policy analyst creating her MLM company in Colombia, Bogota, and building a system around leadership. Both guests have blessed the Comfort Killer space, giving you gold bars, gems, and resources that you could walk away with and make something happen today. So definitely, after you listen to this one, if you have not already listened to those two podcasts, backtrack and make sure you get the dose of energy coming from those. In today's episodes, I want to share insight on the level of action that needs to happen for your dreams to come true. I was swamped. I'm going to begin with a story. I was swamped at the resource center the other day. Totally wet, soggy. I was hot and I was overworked. See, there was a thunderstorm that passed through, and we received two diverted flights. If you don't know, my resource center is, I work with a prominent U.S.-based airlines at PHL, Philadelphia International Airport. So when I say I got two diverted flights, right? They weren't supposed to end up in Philly, but they did because of the storm. One of which I took control of from the beginning, from the time it landed, I was in control of this flight. This flight was from Santiago, Dominican Republic, okay? Long story short, it poured raining, lightning, thunder, hunger. My feet was done. I had to also, at the end of that night, okay, I had to go to JFK because there's some kids that were on the plane. Kids were unaccompanied minors is what we call them. Their parents aren't traveling with them. They put them on a plane and they hope that we take care of them and let them go to their destination safely. Well, we canceled that flight. Canceled it totally. The storm was too bad. Different things happened, among other things. And these four kids, poor kids, hungry, scared, and all of that, we bust everyone to JFK. JFK, John F. Kennedy International Airport, right? New York City. Who's going to take these kids? Stacy will. Of course Stacy will, because she gets the job done, no matter what. So I jumped in the bus with these four kids. Lo and behold, I didn't get home until 8 a.m. the next morning. I took a cab. I slept the entire day away. Of course, right? I was beat, to say the least. My body was just screaming and tired and dreary. Many things on my to-do list for this company, the Comfort Killers, was just inadvertently canceled. But rightfully, because I was tired, right? I wondered to myself if I'm doing enough. Even though I was tired, my body wouldn't allow it, my mind was foggy, I'm still wondering if I'm doing enough. I woke up in a daze and in a disgust and anger that I couldn't, because my body wouldn't allow it, perform in my business. I didn't accomplish things for that day. And I hated that. So I have a freedom day, and I wanted to publicize it today for you. I want to scream it loud and proud because I understand, I truly do, when life gets in the way, I truly understand that. What's a freedom date? A freedom date is a date and a day that you set and stick to. It's the big risk day. It's do or die. It's not waiting for the perfect thing to happen, the perfect timing. You set it in the future. It could be a week from now, 2 months from now, 3 months from now. That's your date. It's the date you say enough is fucking enough. Ladies and gentlemen, my freedom date is 1/1/17. What's yours? What is the hard, cold date you set for yourself to do something crazy, great, risky, humiliating, bold, absurd? See, everyone around you will believe that you are totally crazy, loony bin crazy, for, hey, I'm going to do this crazy thing. I'm going to go all the way. But you have got to set it and make it real. I understand how life gets in the way. Your freedom date is yours to keep. Don't change it. Work towards it, not for it, okay? Let's look up the word today. I want to look up a word because in every episode I try to do that. All right, the word today is potential, okay? This should be fun. So take out your Merriam dictionary. The word for today is potential. The reason I chose this word is because it's been coming a lot to me. Like, what's my potential? Even though I'm tired, am I still living to my potential? You know, even though you got a 9-to-5, even though you're tired, you got three kids, even though you want to be great, what's your potential? Potential, the simple definition, capable of becoming real. It's a capability, okay? Existing in possibility. Capable of development into actuality. So we're living in this space, the beforeness, the precursor. Just when things start boiling up inside. It's expressing possibility of relating to or constituting, expressing possibility, liberty or power by the use of an auxiliary with an infinitive and a definite, okay? I'm living to my potential. My potential is to see the Comfort Killers be the definite space for personal development, the only space for personal development. It's a community of Comfort Killers worldwide, helping millions create great, helping millions get uncomfortable. Okay, here's some, when we get deeper, you know I like to get deeper, stay off the surface, and let's try to get a little deeper and see what we could pull up out of this word. Potential, a chance or possibility that something will happen or exist in the future. Do you believe it? Do you have self-belief? Okay. Setting a freedom date is aligning with your potential. You say, unknowingly, unbeknownst to you, you're telling yourself, you're telling the universe that this is my potential. A quality that something has that can be developed to make it better. If you know what the comfort killers is living an uncomfortable lifestyle better than the person you were yesterday. A quality that something has that can be developed to make it better. An ability, a chance, a possibility. Listen to these words. A quality, an ability that someone has that can be developed to help that person become successful. Okay? Those are still simple definitions. Off the top, in the surface, those definitions are real. Okay? Full definition. Let's go. Something that can develop. We're hearing this word develop a lot. Or become actual. Any of various functions, form, which the intensity or the velocity at any point in a field may be readily calculated. And I'm using that readily measured, okay? Now, what you live, when you live up to your potential on a daily basis, can you measure that? Because, you know, do you even know what your potential is? When you take a hard look there, can you really measure your potential? It's hard, right? So let's get a little deeper. In 1817 was the first use of this word. The synonyms are driving its potentiality, prospect, possibility, eventuality, capability, okay? Probability, potency. The hell am I talking about? Potency. Actuality, reality. So your potential can always be your reality once developed through time, okay? So let me just read a little bit more into it because I did see something that I really liked, okay? I really liked it. Oh, here it is. All right. Mean not now showing signs of activity or existence. So you don't, your potential might not be with you right now, okay? But that's what setting the date is. It lets you, it forces yourself to live up to that potential. Applies to a power, and this is the best one here. Applies to a power or quality that has not yet come forth, but may emerge and develop. It's a desire. Okay? It's a desire. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an awesome word. If I were you, I would kind of write that down, get it on a note card, and look at it and read it. So are we living our fullest potential? See, this is my target. My target is the potential that is within. And also my target's the universe. My target's not Philadelphia. My target's not the resource center. My target is not 100 folks. It's the universe. Okay? Even if I fail at that. Even if I fail, if my target is my fullest potential, even if I fail, I have overcome. And I've possibly made it 10 times better than if my goal was just, hey, I want to quit. It's my potential, baby. A target that can never be reached, okay? Because if you know that our potential is to create the heaven and earth, right? It's going to never be reached. So you live up to that. You always have a fire under your ass when you wake up. This is why I get crazy when I don't hit targets or when I rather go to bed because my body's saying so or I don't feel it. I get anxious. Anxiety, I get restless. Does anyone else feel this? Ladies and gentlemen, comfort killers, whether your freedom date is to skydive, call a long lost friend or love, start that business, quit that bullshit job, leave your mammy's house and go on your own, the day you walk in rehab, the day you walk out of rehab and fully recover, the day you start writing your book, the date that you finish the book, the date that you climb a mountain, the date that you run a marathon, the date that you hit the gym, begin training, start a new job, move out of that old ass neighborhood, the date that you begin your new life. Comfort killers, today is that day. That's why I failed to realize. That's what I failed to realize. That no matter if my date is 4 months from now, every day is that day. Get up in the morning knowing that fact. Go to bed knowing that fact. You will sleep less. You will stop caring about DNC and RNC. It won't matter who is president, what the cops did, who got shot, who got the Zika virus, what country is doing what your cousin friend is doing this weekend, what your mom is cooking, who is catching Brokemons or Pokemons. You won't care about what stocks are hot, which are going to drop. What team won the series? What sports team won? You don't care what group is playing in a concert. What protests are happening. You don't want to jump in a conversation about nothing. You have no business in the wrong business. You will get up in the morning knowing that today is that day. You will fight through whatever difficulties without blame or complain. You will have that heavy hitter goal on your shoulder, and you will tramp on with fire under your ass. You will send emails to those who don't answer the phone, and you will call those who don't read emails. You will have tunnel vision, laser focus, microscopic laser You will begin to raise your awareness. You will do so. You will be so determined, so persistent. Failure will come faster, though, comfort killers. Harder, greater, bigger. You will love to hear the word no. You can't. You will not. You won't do it. This will give you so much joy. You will laugh. You will want to eat healthier now. You care about your nutrition now. You begin to raise your level of consciousness, baby. Set that date. Set that damn date now. I'll wait. Because something happened when I set mine. It's called working backwards. End in mind. No rest in my heart. I know that 4 years, just by setting that date, I know that 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, 12 years, 15 years of my life is pretty much gone. The fun, the comfort shit, I just killed it. You want self-mastery? Are you ready to commit? Dedicate, obligate that amount of time. If you are, you're in the right place. Comfort killers, there's something special about us. I feel it. There's something so magical about this community. I hear it all the time. People will begin to wonder, what are they doing over there? Why are they achieving? They make it look so easy. I have to thank you. Because without you, without you, comfort killers, without you in this community, without you dedicated your life to personal development, improvement, growth, success, wealth, mindset shifts, without that, you know, we can't carry that torch into the future and grab some more. Even if we shed light, open the door just a little bit for these guys and gals, okay? Even if we open the door just a nudge and let them see just a little bit, just a peek of what's going on inside the Comfort Killers community, they'll catch interest. That's how we blaze on to millions, baby. It's because of you, and I want to thank you. Join in on our mastermind group, okay? The page, the informational page is thecomfortkillers.com/mastermind. Join me on Twitter, Stacey A. Cross. Instagram, Stacey A. Cross. Snapchat, Stacey A. Cross. Facebook, The Comfort Killer, or just email me directly, Stacey@thecomfortkillers.com. Remain uncomfortable.